James, 6 points in it in the end, probably a very disappointing end to maybe probably a second half performance. It was very spirited there in Donegal's behalf.
Yeah, Maureen, I didn't think we started off the second half great, okay, because they got the first couple of scores. But then we made a few changes and we changed the attack a wee bit. And there's a great turnover down there for the goal. We got a couple of points and we had them on the back foot. We got it all the way down to a point. And then, Maggie Farley made a very, very strange decision on the goal here for Mayo, for us, like, you know. And she blew the whistle. All our girls stopped. They'd only go, or the Mayo girl didn't stop, and the ball was the back of the net, and the game's over. You know, but it's, look, it is what it is. They were a better team.
Yeah, listen, tell me, second half seems to kind of let you down a little bit, as you said there. Last week against Dublin, maybe only 2 points between you in the first half, after the first half. And then today as well, there was only 3 points in it going into the second half. You would have been fairly hopeful that Donegal could have came away with a one today.
Yeah, look, we came in here today morning thinking we'd get a win, you know. The girls were well up for it. Everybody was well ready for it. You know, we had our game plan set out. But that's gonna come down to us, Maureen. We set them up. We put them out. It's our decision to play that way. We think with the squad of girls we had, that's the way we have to play. We got on the front foot pretty good then in the second half and got a couple of good scores and you know, looked like we were back in the game. Like, we definitely were back in the game. Our thought was too that we needed a win today. A draw was no good to us. And we got the field to concede a good point, but they scored a good point. We gave a poor enough kick out and they turned the kick out into a goal and that was it. The game was over and there was no coming back from that.
Let's go back to the first half there. Mayo, the breeze at their back, and do you think that contributed maybe the fact that Donegal had only won 5 of their 14 kickouts in the first half?
Yeah, look, kickouts been a problem all year. You know what I mean? And that comes down to, like, we can coach all we can, Maureen, and we can set up diagrams and we can do this and we can do this and we can do this and do it. But then when we go to execute it, we're not doing it. Okay, and that's the problem. Okay. Not just throwing it on the girls, maybe we have to look at the way we're setting them up. Okay. So it's in today's game, winning your own kick out is massive. Okay. Putting them under pressure with their kick out is massive. And we done some good things, Maureen, but not enough. Not enough good things to win a game.
Yeah, look, some of your second half substitutes there as well, Mia Bennett and Yulita Boyle contributing to 1-2, like, very impactful when they come on as well.
Yeah, you look at and we knew that we had that bounce coming off the bench with Yulita and the likes of Mia, even Roisin coming back. Roisin only had a half in her today after coming off that injury she had. You'd love to have her on the whole game because she definitely made a difference when she came on throwing herself about. But look at it, it's like this. It's we go out the next day, Maureen, I don't know who we're going to play. We'll pick the team to the best of our ability and you know, we just hope we get a better performance.
Yeah, it's going to be tough now, James. Look, this is the third year on succession. Now you find yourself in relegation and you don't know who's in there. Kildare could be in the mix, Waterford be in the mix, Armagh could even be in the mix. Like, it's going to be difficult from here on in to try and stay up. Maybe would intermediate be... What's your thoughts on intermediate football?
When you go to intermediate, morning, it's very, very hard to get out of it. Okay, and... you look at Cavan, who got promoted to Division 1 this year. They're playing intermediate relegation next weekend, you know. So it's tough. Intermediate football is tough. There's not a massive difference. There's not a massive difference between, you know, the 4 or 5 best teams in intermediate, okay, and the 2 or 3 lesser teams we call in senior. I don't think it's the right move. I'd like to be able to get to relegation. I think this is where they're going to learn. Okay, going to Division 1 next year, you're going to take your lumps in Division 1. It's going to be tough. You're playing against a good team every week. But I think we'll grow from that and the team will grow from that. And 3 years in a row, yeah, you'd be thinking, okay, Donegal needs to go back to intermediate. That's not our thought process.
Listen, look, you've been in the game now for a while and Donegal obviously in a massive transition and struggling maybe from year to year. I know Division 2 winners this year, but probably not a great campaign in Ulster, and now we find ourselves in relegation. Like, as a manager, having been through the ranks, like, do you think there needs to be some sort of change in terms of training regimes and stuff like that, maybe allowing more club players maybe to play more club football as well, you know, maybe not getting enough game time? How can we move forward, you know, in this new age of footballers? Because we have a new breed of footballers now.
Yeah, we do, Maureen, but the best footballers in Donegal are here. Okay, sorry, the best footballers who've made themselves available are here. Like, I still think that there's 4, 5, or 6 girls around the county who are well fit to come in and play for this team, but they've given a long, long history to Donegal and they've decided to retire. And that's, I take my hat off, because they were great footballers. But like, for me, that's what's needed, a bit more experience maybe within the squad, to teach an Evie Gallagher or teach an Abby McGranahan, you know, let them see what she's doing or watching what she's doing. But it's like going back, going out and playing club football for me is not the answer. We went out and played club football earlier in the year and girls come back to me with injuries and stuff like that because they're not getting warmed up properly. But for me, it's not the answer. It's going to be up to the county board. But this is the whole idea, Maureen, of the split season. The split season is about county's over, you go play for your club. Okay. And that is the way forward. But if the county board decides it's different, then that's something we'd have to have conversation about.